Blog Talk Radio.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this.
Yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal. And you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable Guy!
Lollipop, it ain't a stop to stop until I see ya.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in tonight at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. You are tuned in to the WBNN Network, The Dynasty. And I want to thank you guys for joining us for our 3020th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Happy Women's History Month. My special guest tonight is Sandra Foreman and Tracy Smalls. We will be chatting it up. Our topic tonight is Ladies of Legacy, the importance of leaving a legacy in this old world. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the soundtrack for tonight. Live, the lives featuring iconic New Jack Swing vocalist Aaron Hall with his debut album, The Truth, by no other than our honeybee, DJ Olasky on the ones and twos tonight. Please be sure to share this broadcast with someone. Call in 516-453-9133. Brother O, if you can, please drop a track, and then we'll be right back to chat it up with my special guest tonight.
There's no need to be afraid, my baby. I'm as gentle as a kitten.
Yeah.
don't be afraid. Little homie, baby, I love you. I'll never hurt you again. Oh, come back to me. Never leave me. Oh, don't be afraid of me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk In Purpose. Angela here on the WBNN Network. I tell you, tonight, I am super excited to be sharing these two amazing women with you tonight as we celebrate Women's History Month. But before we jump into the show, I just want to pause for a moment as we continue to fight to bring Alexis Beware home. Missing without a trace, over 30 days, Alexis will be turning 30 on Friday. And I'm asking everyone, if you know anything or if you've heard anything about this case, please contact the Anderson County Sheriff's Department at 864-260-4405. I will continue to say her name until she comes home. Bring Alexis Beware home. I have to say happy early birthday to Sandra. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Hi. Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I thought you forgot.
No, I was not going to forget. Tomorrow is your birthday, and you will be turning
55.
Oh.
55.
Wow. I tell you, as I was preparing to come on the show, I saw a post that Dr. James had posted about Morris Brown. They are currently in Austin, Texas, competing in the HBCU Battle of the Brains. I tell you, I am super, super proud of what Dr. James has done over at Morris Brown. I tell you, it brought back a lot of memories, a lot of memories.
Absolutely.
So how are you tonight?
I am absolutely wonderful. I'm usually asleep about this time of night, but I stayed awake just to be with you.
Well, I thank you. I tell you, I just wanted to share you on tonight as we celebrate Women's History Month. I just want people to know who you are, because oftentimes we have people that sit right amongst us, and we never know their story. We never know who and what they are, because they don't get the celebrity status that the other people get. But you have
right. Celebrities
sitting right amongst you. I tell you, you gave your age, and everybody know how old I am because I tell them all the time. So imagine her and I playing basketball together. Yeah, we were teammates. We came in the same year. So that could tell you something. I tell you, woman of strength she is, four babies. And she was running at court with us. So tonight we're going to share just a little bit about you. But I want to bring my other guest on to let her share a little bit, because I know it's going to get a little deep here tonight. Tracy, are you there? Okay.
All right, come on, Tracy.
Jump on back.
All right. We'll get around in a minute.
We'll get around. If you own Tracy, you have to unmute yourself. But Sam, I'm just taken back to I remember first coming to Atlanta.
And Tracy's on too. Tracy's on right now.
Okay. Hey Tracy. Hey. How are you, Tracy?
Hey, hello, Miss Angela, and happy birthday to you, Miss Sandra.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sure.
I tell you, if you saw that picture of her, like this lady just pledged Zeta. Was it Zeta?
Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Yes, she did. And she's turning 55. I tell you, an amazing testimony. I cannot wait to share her testimony with you guys tonight. I tell you, she's definitely an inspiration. She's definitely an inspiration for a lot of us at Morris Brown College. I tell you, if you follow HBCUs, you can see that Morris Brown is currently going through a transition where they're doing a heart reset. And I tell you, when we first came into Morris Brown, I think we were going through the same thing. We were actually a part of the building reset at the time when we came in. So it's so good to see what's taking place over there right now. But Tracy,
yes,
since I have you on, I want you to share just a little bit about yourself. This is my fellow South Carolinian. She's an author, amazing testimony. And I just wanted to celebrate these amazing women tonight as we celebrate Women's History Month and creating a legacy. So if you would please share just a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I am Tracy Smalls. I am an author and certified relationship life coach. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, born and raised right here. I love my city and state. A little bit about me is just sharing my life traumas and the things that I've went through from childhood to an adolescent to an adult, because as we all know, as long as we have life in our bodies, we will have challenges. But I am just so grateful to God that He has awarded me the opportunity to keep a clear mind in order to navigate myself through those situations. And now I am able to write and share with others from a child to a teenager and an adult. I got it all covered.
Wow. I tell you, that's amazing. I know you shared, you authored a book. What's the name of that book?
I actually have three books. The first one that I wrote was Overcoming Destructive Relationships. And as I've mentioned, from a child, I speak about the very first chapter in my book, Parents, Let's Face It, Children Have Problems Too. And I think sometimes we forget about the kids because we just think that, oh, they're children, they'll be okay. But then we have to pause sometimes and pay attention to those kids. The second book is Breaking the Chains of a Narcissist, and then Gabrielle, the Biggest Little Dreamer.
Oh, you've been busy writing.
Busy writing.
Brother O, if you would play us a track really quick, and then we're going to jump back in the conversation. We'll be right back. Y'all, say her name, Alexis D. Ware. Bring her home.
How you doing, baby? Oh, we
Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Music was by our international Internet Hall of Fame producer and DJ, our honeybee, Olasky. Thank you for the O for that. So we are back. We are back. We are back. And I don't know if y'all caught that, but Mama San said it was her bedtime. So I want her to share a little bit before we allow her to go on to bed. Remember, she did graduate before me, so she's a little older than me. So we're going to let her share just a little bit. San, I want you to share just a little bit about your journey and how did you get to Lawrence Brown?
Hello, it's Sandra again. I want to shout out my girlfriends who are listening in, Toya, Asia, Tawanda, and your old teammate, Tammy.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, so let's talk about how I started. I was doing housekeeping at the time. Before I went to college, I was doing housekeeping. I had 4 children already by the time I was 26. But I didn't have a direction for where I was going. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I played basketball in high school and had the opportunity to go to any college I wanted to go to. Then I got pregnant at 17 and had my daughter at 17. And after that, at that point in time, 1985, really they didn't look at you again once you got pregnant. It was like you're off the chart. So they didn't look at you again as far as going to college. So I started bagging grocery at Kroger at the age of 18, and then I started as a cashier after that. Then I went on to do housekeeping, waiting tables and everything. And at the time I was doing housekeeping, I did get pregnant with my twin. And then I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, and they opened the Run and Shoot, a gym that was in Atlanta, Georgia. They opened the Run and Shoot, so I was like, I'll just go play basketball every day after I get off work. But then I started cutting my time short at work and working 4 hours. I would clean like 20 sweeps in 4 hours just to get out and go to the gym so I could play basketball. So once I get to the gym, like, you know, I make sure my kids are at my mom's house. Once I get to the gym, I'm just playing until my mom say, come and get your kids. So one day I just happened to be in the gym. But let me go back to when I was doing housekeeping. When I was housekeeping, one day, one of the sweeps cleaning up the room and cleaning out the toilet, and I just had this thing came over me saying that I know I could do better than this. And I just start crying and start praying to God to just give me something, show me what I could do with my life as opposed to just being here doing this, which is not beneath me, but I knew I could do better. So that's when I started going to the gym playing ball. And one day one of my teammates, her name was Shirley Denton, God rest her soul, she passed away, but she saw me at the gym playing basketball with the guys, and she asked me, did I want to go to college? And I said, yeah, I never thought about how I was going to take care of my kids. I never thought about how I was going to be able to just financially afford to go to college or anything. But she told me my coach from high school, Coach Steve Daniels, was at Morris Brown. He had been there for a while, and he was coaching. He was losing a few players, and he needed some players to come in. So he came to my house, sat on my front porch, and asked me if I really could still play. And I was like, of course I can. So he said, well, I'll let you try out. And if you make the team, I'll pay for you for the rest of the time to go to school. I can't pay for you this year because I got all my players that I'm paying for. But I'll make sure you get your financial aid and everything, and you can go to school. So I tried out for the team, and in August 1994, I was enrolled at Morris Brown College at the age of 28 with my 4 children as a starter playing basketball for the women's basketball team, which is where I met all my best friends, you, my teammates, my girlfriends I have for life now. That's how I met them. So that's where my journey ended there. I started working for pretrial services the day after I graduated from Morris Brown College. And throughout time, I lost my job with pretrial services. And I started, I was trying to figure out what I could do because I was kind of blackballed out of criminal justice. So I just couldn't find a job. And one of my teammates from high school was like, just drive the school bus. And I really didn't want to do it because I did feel like I could do better than that. But I just found out that, you know, through as time went on, I found out that God has a plan and it takes steps for you to get to certain places. So I drove. I did actually drove the school bus for a year. I really didn't want to. I was afraid to, but I was able to do that, and I drove for a year. But I told myself I'll give myself a year on the bus, and then I'll go into the school building to teach. But I went in as a paraprofessional, and I was a paraprofessional for 6 years with Fulton County Schools. And now I am doing my student teaching assignment in my master's program at Banneker High School in College Park, Georgia, where I'll be finished in May, and I'll be teaching next fall.
Wow. Wow, Sandra. Just to think, wow. Oh, my God. Four babies. I remember when Coach Daniels came to my house. My situation was similar to yours. I decided that I was not going back to the junior college that I was at. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew I was not going back to North Greenville Junior College. So I ended up in Atlanta with my sister. And I was working at Hardee's, and I would go to work, and I would come home, and I'd say, I know I can do better than this. I know I can do better than this. And I would just get on the phone. And at that time, I didn't really know what HBCUs were, because I'm from South Carolina. They didn't really talk about HBCUs. So I didn't know what they were. And I just started calling schools. And I called Morehouse, honey. They said, "Do you not? This is a male school." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I just called different schools. Coach Daniels called me back. Coach Daniels say, he said, "Girl, can you play?" He said, "Well, I want to come out and sit down and talk to your guardian." He came, he sat down, and he talked to my sister. And that's what he told me. He said, "Look," he said, "I got a young lady that can get you a job down here at Papa John's." That was Katina. He said, "And all I need you to do is go out here. All I need you to do is go out here and play and be here with you and Sabrina. That's all I had to do." He said, I can't pay for you to stay on campus this year." He said, "But next semester you can come on to campus." And that's how I ended up at Morris Brown. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I tell you, God has a plan for you if you just step out on faith. And that's exactly what you did. You stepped out on faith. We stepped out on faith, and it brought us to this point. So Brother O has a dedication that he wants to do. So I want him to do this dedication really quick, please, Brother O. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Sandra and Tracy tonight, beautiful black women. And this is the second time I get a chance to go into the studio and be live on the Wheels of Steel. And, of course, you know Aaron Hall and Teddy, Timmy Gatlin and Damon Hall all came from the school of Gene Griffin. And the shout-out to the great, great, late Gene Griffin. And tonight, man, he had an outstanding, group called Basic Black. And I get a chance to share this with Angela. I love her so much. And, guys, I'm about to get on the Wheels of Steel for all y'all. Get back. Let's go, y'all.
For much, there's no limit that I won't go.
Yeah. I tell you, the International Internet Hall of Fame producer and DJ Olasky on the ones and twos tonight. He is doing it, y'all. How y'all like that dedication tonight, ladies?
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I know, Sam, I know it's getting late. And I really, truly thank you for stopping by. I know we did not begin to touch on this journey. You briefly gave us a snippet. But I'm here to tell y'all, it's going to be a book coming soon. It's coming soon. And she's going to share that story because she has an amazing story. And somebody
needs to hear
it.
You've been pushing me for a long time.
It's
You've been
push
pushing
somebody.
For a long time to do it for some years now, so I know it's time.
It's time. It's time because your story is amazing. You didn't tell the fact that you are – what number are you of the 11th?
It's actually 12 of us. I am number 11. I'm number 9 of my original siblings, and I'm still number – what? I'm still number 9 with my brother Rodney. But yes, I do have 11 siblings.
Wow. So yes, she then began to tell you what this journey has been like. And I am super, super proud of her because she went back, she came back to school. She came back the same year that I did. She graduated. Not only did she graduate, all four of her babies have graduated from HBCU. And proud of her. Because she has led by example. She led by example. So I am grateful to have you in my life. I'm grateful to have crossed your path. I'm thankful for you. Before we take this first caller, I want you to share how individuals can contact you, how they can follow your platform, because I definitely want them to stay connected to you because there's a lot that's going to be birthed through you. And eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God is getting ready to do in your life. So I just want people to be able to connect with you. How can they follow and support your platform?
What's a platform? You know I'm old. So I actually
don't have.
So like
Facebook, like with Twitter, things of that nature, your social media.
On Facebook at Sam Foreman. I don't know my Instagram. I don't know my Twitter. And
wow.
You can get in touch with me through Messenger. Because you know what? It's because I'm in grad school now and it takes up a lot of my time. So soon I'll be able to just concentrate on that because I'll be done in May. I'll be able to focus on how to get people to follow me. And I do want to have a platform. I do want to have a way for people to follow me because I do want to share my story, especially for young ladies in my position, that the position that I was as a young lady. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Our circle, period. Our team that came in that year, 94, 95, that was all of us, testimony after testimony after testimony.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We came in with glad to be connected.
We came in with babies. We came in, but we were ready.
Yes. We actually have caller number one in queue. Tracy, don't go nowhere. I'm going to bring you up shortly. I'm saying about to go. Caller number one, you're in queue. If you could please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. First name is Johnny. Last name is Walker Red. And I'm calling from somewhere down south. I don't know exactly where I'm at right now, but I'm outside, and I just happened to come across your name and number, and so I'm calling into the show for the very first time.
Well, I thank you. I thank you so much. And you say you was lost where?
I said my name is Johnny Walker Red, and I'm outside somewhere. I don't know exactly where I'm at, but I'm somewhere. And I saw the number posted up somewhere, so I decided to call. Oh, I also got to mention, the name of the gentleman was Gene Griffin and Basic Black.
Gene Griffin and Basic Black.
Yeah.
I agree. I want to thank you. You want to chime in on the conversation tonight?
Yeah, I do. I do. First of all, I'm enjoying the interaction y'all are having. And from the time this show started, your vibrations and your energy, y'all are laughing and carrying on. And actually, I'm in a state of confusion because I heard a lot of people talking about black women. Yeah, black women are angry. They walk around angry all the time. And I'm sitting here listening to this show here. I don't hear a bit of anger. Now, my prayers do go out to the sister that's missing. We need to find that sister there. That's on the real, all just aside when it comes to that. There's too many people in this world, and there's too many cameras all over the place, and you can't do anything without someone having a phone or a camera somewhere, right? I definitely want to take time to put that out there.
So we don't even talk about my baby cousin that's still missing, baby Leona. We want to put that out there, too. Baby Leona is still missing. For those that have let that case gone cold, baby Leona is still missing. I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow, man. Definitely offering prayers and meditation right away for your cousin. Any of the sisters, children actually became lost, and we don't know where they're at.
Yes.
Wow. You know, but can I address this anger thing that people be, you know, talking out of the back of their neck about how black women so angry? Can I, you know, it might be a little off topic,
please,
or whatever, but, you know,
please,
I want to address that because y'all are really, really making the evil ones very, very mad at what y'all are doing tonight. Y'all are laughing, y'all are reminiscing, and it seems like y'all have some challenges in life, but for the most part, y'all are able to endure. And that's something I give thanks to the Heavenly Father, to the Creator, Father Time, Mother Nature, however you want to call it. I give thanks to the fact that the original woman, the black woman, is able to endure it all. Are you feeling me? From our mothers to our aunts to our grandmothers to our daughters, sisters, y'all are able to endure it all. But all of the slander, all of the things that y'all are called to smile. You feel me?
Right.
I definitely
right.
wanted to take time to do that. But anyway, on the real, you already know who this is anyway, but a lot of people who don't know, my tribal name is Huni Bak Atum. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. And I got some good news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Congratulations, Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, with your WBNN all-time connection record. This is your 34th all-time with your fourth consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Brother Hooney, before you go, Brother Hooney, please tell them when your show.
My show is actually coming on tomorrow. When your show ends, my show actually begins. I got a very special honored guest, okay? And this will be her second appearance, but this time we'll be talking about healing through words and music, okay? And to give you a little small example of what you're about to hear about how to heal through words and music. See, I'm a master sound therapist. A lot of people don't comprehend that about me, right? And I've been encouraging people for well over 36 years. A lot of the artists, they had to hide the lyrics inside the songs because they knew a time was going to come when our music was going to go through a change. So if you listen to a lot of the later songs from the 60s, the 70s, 80s, and maybe the early 90s, those songs had messages, okay? And thanks to Hall of Fame two-time, about to be Hall of Fame four-time, you know, we both worked together, and I've been doing this for almost 5 years and counting, and it's going to get greater. So thank you.
Angela, we ain't gonna let him go off of that one. You get off the hook right now. First of all, this young man is going with me this year as a lifetime achiever in the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the class of 2020 enshrinee, and now the class of 2022 lifetime achievement award winner, Mr. Huni Bak Atum. It ain't about me. It ain't about me. I just do my job, man. I'm just a producer.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for coming on because you know I can't say all that. I just can't say all that. But thank you. Thank you, Brother Hooney, for stopping by tonight. Definitely want to support you tomorrow night. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do. So,
you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Keep smiling.
Yes, of course. I can't. I tell you, this journey wasn't, I ain't always understood why I had to go through, but I understand now that it was not for me. It was for the people that are coming after me. See, we had to endure to be able to pave the way for those that are coming after us. Because we ain't never been here before. We're experiencing this. This is new to us. And if we continue to live, we're going to experience some more things. So, Sandra, I thank you for pressing. I thank you for staying on the wall and staying in the rain and staying in the fight. Because you could have gave up, but you didn't. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Again,
thank you so much
definitely.
For having me. Thank you for having me, Angie.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. I really want to do it again, do it on some more topics. Invite me again. I like hearing my voice anyway, so.
So you know how we are. Yes, I enjoyed having you. Thank you for stopping by. I know you have to go, so definitely I'm going to invite you back. We're going to get on that book. I love you.
Yes.
Be blessed. Is there anything that you would like to say to everybody that's listening before you leave? Because there's about 12 million people listening. So is there anything that you would like to tell them before you leave?
I just want to say that, you know, because I have had a little journey this year because I had knee replacement and everything because of all those years of playing ball. And then I had to go back in and have another surgery. And I was kind of feeling down. But then I think that it's important to keep good people in your life, in your corner, you know, to have people that care about you and that want to see you through and to see you do better. So make sure you keep those good people in your corner. Recognize those people and keep them with you because they can be lifetime friends. Those lifetime friends are what keeps you going. Even though I have family that loves me, I know that my friends have really kept me through all this, everything I've been through. The loss of my job, you know, my kids moving and I'm having my grandbabies and, you know, it's a lot that I've been through. And I just appreciate the fact that I had those friends. So keep your friends. Keep your good friends. They'll be there for life, and they'll be there to see you through a lot of things that will come.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you, and I love you so much, Amen. Mama Sam. You be blessed.
Can you say happy birthday to me, Angie? You're not going
to
say happy birthday to me?
You want me to sing? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sandra. Happy birthday to you. And you know I can't sing, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what it took me back to, Angie, before I go? You know what it took me back to? Apartment on camera.
Oh, wait, you went all the way back. I love you. You be blessed.
I love you.
We have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, where are you calling from, and what's your name? Caller number two?
Come on, caller number two.
Number two.
All right, we'll go to caller number three on the line. Call number three, you're on the line right now with Angela and Walking in Purpose.
Hey. Anybody there? If not, Tracy, come on, Tracy. Let's get in this conversation. Don't nobody want to talk, so me and you going to talk. How you doing tonight?
All right.
I want to thank you for your patience. I tell you. Whew. Wow.
Absolutely. Listen. When we want something, sometimes it takes sacrificing. Yes, I too would have probably been in bed tonight. But when you want something and you know there's something that you're supposed to be getting out there and putting it into the atmosphere so that people will get it and hear it, hey, you do what you got to do. So if that
but
means
I have to give you a special
staying
shout
up
out.
A little bit longer, you do it. I'm sorry?
I have to give you a special shout-out, though, Tracy. We can't let that go like that. I have to give you a special shout-out because this young lady was in the hospital over the weekend, y'all. She was in the hospital, and she was still in my inbox messaging me, trying to make sure that I had an article for the magazine, still worried about the magazine in the hospital from her hospital bed, and then she still pressed her way here tonight. So for that person that don't want to try, come on. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Tracy, for going above and beyond and for pressing because somebody needs to see that strength. Somebody needs to see that resilience. Somebody needs to see that will in the will that will not let you give up because you could have gave up a long time ago because your journey has not been easy. Let's talk about that.
Well, as the young lady just mentioned, you know, a lot of times we're here into this world and have absolutely no idea why we're here and what we're supposed to be doing. So sometimes, you know, unfortunately, our parents, as my mother, she was a hard, hard-working woman for over 22 years that worked in a restaurant overnight. So that meant when my mother was at work, I'm home, and when I'm at school, she's at home. So we kind of crossed paths with each other for many, many years. So it kind of left me to kind of figure things out a little bit on my own. I became angry. I was bitter. I didn't understand why she was hardly ever around until I got older and I realized, hey, she was working to take care of me and my other brothers. I am a fatherless child. My dad died a couple of months before I was born in a car accident, so I never knew him. So it took me on this journey from a child not loving myself, didn't think I was pretty, didn't think I was beautiful. I was brought up in the household with family members, girls on my age, three sisters, and they were beautiful. I mean, absolutely beautiful. And everyone always referred to them as the beautiful ones. And for me, I was just the fast one or the tall one, you know. And so I never felt quite pretty, you know, and getting it and always taller than anyone else in my age range. Going through school, none of the boys my age was really interested in me. And then I caught a hold of something. I realized that, hey, men found me attractive. So naturally, that took me in that area where I became a bit more promiscuous than I should have and got pregnant with baby number one, had absolutely no education, had no plans for life, just didn't know what I was doing. But I thought this guy liked me. Because he was with me, I thought he was in love with me. So I had baby number one. Baby number one, father left and went on with his life and left me to take care of this child on my own. I continued working just like anyone else was out here working, but it was always something on the inside of me that knew my life was worth so much more. So I'm not knocking the position that anyone else does as far as their employment is concerned, but for me, I just never wanted to be scrubbing the floors. I never wanted the gas stations. I just wanted something more for me. And for someone else, they may love and enjoy what they do, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but I wanted more. And going on to baby number two, that man left me. So here I am with baby number two. No education, nothing going on, just working, but I always worked to take care of my kids. And then I got married in my early 20s. I got married, and that relationship or that marriage, I should say, lasted for 9 years, but I went through a heck of a time in that marriage, and then I tapped into something at that time. I wrote down my feelings because it became therapeutic for me as I began to write. And it was just one thing that dawned on me. Write a book. Write a book and share your story with the world so that you can help someone else. And that was the birth of Overcoming Destructive Relationships. And as I've mentioned earlier, the very first chapter, adults, let's face it, children have problems too. I'm 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and I was unhappy. Unhappy. But this is the most amazing thing about it all. I love to see educated people. There's nothing wrong with an education. However, I did not graduate from high school the traditional way, but God gave me the ability to write not only one book, but 3 books. So that was God and God alone.
Wow. What an amazing journey. What an amazing journey. We have a track. We're going to get that track on, and then we're going to be right back and continue the conversation. Brother O, drop that track.
They all just fade away. Holding you in my arms made me feel so happy. Then you said you had to go. What's wrong? Baby, I need to know.
Talking to you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network. You can call in at 516-453-9133. I tell you, I've truly enjoyed my conversation with these two amazing women on tonight. I tell you, it is so important to create and leave a legacy. What will your legacy be? What will people know about you? What will people say when you are gone? I tell you, I had the opportunity. Sam did not mention, but she is gracing the cover of Aspiring Authors Magazine Special Women's History Month edition. She is the cover feature. Super excited to share her. For those that follow the platform, support the platform, you can purchase that magazine at blur.com. So, again, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I have caller number three in queue, but before I bring caller number three on, I want Tracy to tell you guys how y'all can connect with her just in case we get caught up in the conversation and forget later on why it's on my mind. I want her to share how individuals can connect with her and support her platform. So if you would, Tracy, share how they can follow you.
Yes, I have a YouTube channel under Tracy Smalls. I kept it extremely simple. Subscribe to that YouTube channel and click that notification bell so that you would be notified when I'm uploading videos. And then you could also follow me on Facebook, Tracy Smalls. I also have a Facebook page, Healthy Mind, Joyful Life. Join that group that page and also follow me. I share a lot of videos as it pertains to relationships, and it's an amazing page. I'm cooking. I'm just showing people all different areas of my life, just giving people a part of who I am.
Right. And if you want to meet her up close and personal, y'all come on down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, April the 2nd. She's going to be out there with me celebrating my birthday and celebrating 11 amazing queens as we drop our book, Broken, to be mended and molded in his image. So if y'all want to support her, come on out to Myrtle Beach. We're going to be at the Landmark Resort. So we have caller number three in queue. Caller number three. If you could tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Tara Strength. I'm calling from Philadelphia, and I'm really enjoying your show, Angela.
Terrence, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You ladies, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your connection record, of course. You've been doing it, and so, you know, this is what you do. And I absolutely want to congratulate your guests. You ladies are outstanding. You're inspiration to all
Thank
of us.
You.
And it's so sorely needed to hear your stories of inspiration and courage and perseverance. And I'm just really happy that you guys, that Angela has a platform to put you guys out there and to help you guys to get out there and make the world aware of your stories, because your stories are magnificent. I'm glad you guys have books and everything. So I'm really enjoying the show. It's just really encouraging to hear these stories of perseverance. But that's the title, Angela.
So I want you to please share exactly who you are and how they can support you, because you are one of my fellow host. You are the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year for Class of 2020, correct?
Yes.
So when is your show?
My show is the Know Your Rights Show with Tara Strength, and I'll be on the 15th at 9:05 on Facebook Live, and then, of course, the show starts at 9:30. And so my topic is always spirituality and new perspectives.
Wow, I definitely thank you for stopping by and supporting us on tonight. Definitely trying to connect with my men, because I definitely want to show you guys around the world, too. I want people to know who you are and what you guys are doing, just like I did the Ladies of Legacy. I have Men of Legacy. I will be dropping that book, that magazine, June 1st, I want to highlight 61 men from around the world, because people need to know that we are doing amazing things and that we are making a difference, even those real small things that could impact somebody's life. So I definitely want you to get connected and be a part of that magazine. So, yeah, connect with
that. That would be an honor. That would be an honor.
Yeah. Brother Hooney is actually going to he's going to be gracing the cover. He has the cover feature, so he's going to be gracing that cover. So I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Thank you for stopping
by. Couldn't think of a better choice.
Yeah. So thank you for stopping by and sharing with us and supporting us on tonight. And I want my males to know that, you know, we are our brother's keeper. You know, no matter what we may have been through, you know, the stigma, Tracy, you know that stigma, just like Brother Hooney was saying, that we can't get along. That's the stigma that people have put out there for so long. But tonight, we break that stigma. And we're going to continue to break that stigma. They don't call me the queen of collaborations for nothing. This is what I do, and I love bringing people together. Because people need to know. People need to know that they have a purpose. They didn't get dropped out of the sky. You know what I'm saying? And no matter where you've been, you know, there's still possibilities. Every day that you wake up, there's a possibility that you can. You know, no matter what it looked like, there's still a possibility that you can, but you have to try to see if you can. Thank you, Sam, for pressing, because I know this journey has not been easy for you. I mean, when you told me you was in the hospital with vertigo, I was like, oh, my God. And I just began to pray, and I'm glad that you pressed your way. You pressed your way, and you're here today, because there's a purpose. And you have a message that you need to get out, and I thank you, definitely. Thank you for pressing. Women History.
Oh, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your show. Absolutely.
I want to know what legacy looks like for you. What does that word mean? Because you're definitely on your way. So what does it look like for you? What does it mean?
You know what? It has a lot of different meanings for me, but the two that means more to me than anything else in this world is my children, leaving that legacy behind for my children to know that their mother has always been a bold and courageous woman, and I did not allow life challenges to stagnate me for the long haul. We may trip sometimes, and it may hold us bound for just a second, but as you've just mentioned, as long as you have life in your body, you have the opportunity to pursue anything it is that you want to do. And so that, for me, is vitally important, writing the books and allowing my son, my daughters, to be able to tell their children, this is what your grandmother was able to do. This little cover with this little African-American girl on the front cover of the book, soaring over the world in a jet airplane, showing that I could fly this thing. I could be the president of the United States. I want to leave that behind for my children and my children's children. And then out to the world, the people that follow me, my readers, I just want them to remember me as that woman who did not allow life challenges to dictate the course of her life. And then not only that, I am selfless. I decided, no one made me, because everyone can't share their life challenges. It's not comfortable for everyone to do that. But I thank God so much that he gave me the desire and put it in my heart to be able to share the things that I've went through so that I could help someone else. And I want people, if I were to die or leave here today or tomorrow, I want people to go back and say, my goodness, that woman right there knows she was powerful, bold, and didn't mind sharing the things that she went through. Yes, that woman is a woman who had children for three different men, but guess what? That does not define who I am.
That's my past. And my past could help bring somebody else behind me, as you've just mentioned. It might be that young girl out there that's 16, 17 years old that got pregnant. I'm not promoting pregnancy like that at all, but my God, your life don't have to end there.
Amen.
And that's what I want to leave behind.
Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful. And I hope someone got that on today, that you don't have to give in. You don't have to give up. I'm telling you, my niece is a prime example. She got pregnant when she was 14, gave birth when she was 15. She's in Aruba mm-hmm. right now with her daughter, her grandmama, and my sister. So she traveled the world. She's a traveling nurse. She did not give up. Her daughter her daughter graduated. She's in college now. She attends the University mm-hmm. of South Carolina, following in her mama's footsteps right here in South Carolina, in Columbia. So, yes, I thank you for pressing and paving the way for that next little boy and girl that's coming behind you. We actually have caller number 5 in queue. It is our WBNN 2015 charter member, Will of God. Hey, Will of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you tonight?
Yo, what's up, lady? And matter of fact, ladies.
Hi.
What?
Doing
yo,
well.
I just really got on because my phone was cut off. You know how you don't pay your damn bill and they be like, psh, and be like, oh, shoot. And sometimes it might be in the morning or it might be in the evening. It depends. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, man. So I thought about it. I was like, should I pay it? I said, you know what? I ain't got no money. I'm going to do the 3-day extension.
Oh.
So I didn't know, right? Because I thought if you do the 3-day extension, you ain't going to be able to call in because you ain't, you know, you got to be that shared calling. Well, obviously now it's included because I'm on the freaking radio.
Oh, wait, Will of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are so funny.
Who are you with?
Oh, man, I'm by myself. I'm in Philly.
No, you with Metro PCS?
Oh, yeah, you daggone right. I've been with Metro like 7 something years because I did it when I was with Spread. But
yeah,
when I found out Metro.
I don't like that. But yeah,
when I found out that Metro was allowing you to make up a fake name, and I started getting phone calls, and one of my boys' name was Scoop, and I'm like, yo, how you ain't got a last name? What? How you do that? Well, I went to Metro, and Metro was so greedy. They was like, come on, sign up with us. You can make any name you want. I said, you can do what? Oh,
yeah, that's what they mean.
I said, my name is Will of God. So now when I call ID, when I call anybody, it says, well, now they messed up because it said God of Will. And I was like, yo, man, what you doing, man? Y'all messing up. So they fix it. So now when I call, I'm like, Will of God. Because some people, you don't want them to have your real name, especially people I know. You know, I got other people outside in the world is not really the Holy Ghost. You know, they might be more criminal minded than a little bit, and you don't want them to have your last name just in case they might turn into stone cold snitches. And you're like, hey, what you doing?
Oh,
well,
God, you.
I'm just saying.
What you think about the show tonight?
Yo, so far, so good. Listen, I called on late, so I'm going to have to do a rewind. And I am sorry I didn't get a chance to call you on the Wednesdays. But I know one thing, and I just realized it, that Jerry's birthday is in March, and your birthday is in March, and my birthday is in March.
No, I was
in
April 1st.
Oh.
April 1st.
Well,
I'm after you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we.
Well, then you could fit in because I was about to call you the March of Dimes. Not, you know, we all be like March. Never mind. But I'm stupid tonight. But you were Aries, so that's even better because now me and you have a whole different mindset where we don't give a. That's a whole other story too. But I'm going to listen to the show and check it out. I don't want to go into a whole deep conversation about what I've been through because I said it multiple times, so I'm going to say it again on Friday or whatever. But, you know,
yeah,
I had a pastor.
What's your show going to be about? What's your show going to be about?
Well, I wanted to be, you know, I'm always ignorant with it, you know, and I just been watching stuff. And I'm looking at everybody, just all their family members. Not this is the coronavirus situation, because some people, you know, might have lost people from it. But I'm looking like, as fast as that joint game is gone, and as fast as they said, hey, you got to have a mask, and they start saying, hey, you got to have an I-95 mask, and anybody go in the store, buy an I-95 mask, now they're saying, hey, you don't need a mask, now anybody mad because they got a whole box full of mask probably all the way up to the ceiling, looking like, never mind. So they might have to use that for baby wipes or something, I don't know. But my topic is going to be, I'm just saying, they want, listen, I know one thing, you go outside in the woods, you better use that damn leaf. Never mind.
Ooh,
but, I'm so ignorant. Yo, but my topic is going to be, what's the problem with America in 2022? And I threw a question out. Hey, could someone or any individual please just give me your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, even if you're not allowed to? And I said that on purpose, because if we could tap in on this network or any other network where we're allowed to have freedom of speech, and the people who might work in the government office or whoever that might know something that might happen in 2023 or on this 2022, since we see a lot of wars coming out and crazy prices going up, and a lot of people might quit Uber and Lyft because they say, I ain't making no money. I'm just saying, we need to have a rude awakening, and I want everybody just to blow my mind so I can just play my show and everybody else's show, because I'm going to try to tune in to everybody anyway, if I have a chance. But I just want to do something different, because I'm able to live to see another day. So I might as well let my kids learn and anybody else learn, or for whoever calls and give me a great mindset and illustration of life. Feel me? Friday
night. Yeah, I definitely will be tuning in. And that's Friday night, right?
Yeah. And you better have a happy birthday. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do, and I do a lot. But anyway, all I got to do is say to you, one thing I always say.
My birthday is your birthday.
Oh, damn. All right.
My birthday is not your birthday. Your birthday come before my birthday. My birthday is April the 1st.
Well,
your birthday is the
22nd,
right?
I'm going to be broke, so I'm going to be looking at the moon on my birthday. Like,
you better stop speaking that. You better speak some life over your funds. Speak some life.
Well, yeah, you're
right.
I'm going to be
track. Track. We about to drop this track.
I'm gonna be rich, but I know everybody gonna want my money anyway. So I'm gonna be broke anyway.
Well, you can be broke.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be rich over here.
Look.
Rich over here. Come on, drop.
But
brother,
I know one thing.
Brother,
I know one thing. When you get too rich, you get a lot more problems. So sometimes it's best to be not rich, but at least satisfied, where you can walk.
Well, I didn't say how I was going to be rich. I could be rich in so many different ways. So now I'm rich in spirit, you know. I'm 37 days
like
in, 121 days
rich
of prayer, baby.
Rich and,
so
yeah,
I'm rich in spirit now.
Yeah, I'm rich.
So
I'm richly rich, yeah.
So that's how we doing that. But, drop that track.
Yo, Vic, my man. Can't fill a track. Wake up, run, love, and tell me, give me some more drums. Hey! Yo, Vassal, do what you do best. Give me some music. Bring it in. Alright,
Welcome back, welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the WBNN Network tonight here with Walk in Purpose with Angela. I tell you, I have truly, truly enjoyed myself on tonight. Before I go into my final thoughts, to allow Tracy to share final thoughts tonight, I just want to remind you guys to say Alexis B. Ware's name. Until she comes home, say her name, because she is missing without a trace over 30 days. We need her home. So say her name until she comes home. Tracy, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I cannot wait to meet you in person, and I thank you for coming and being a part of my birthday celebration tonight. I tell you, it has been amazing. So thank you for sacrificing, because I know it was a sacrifice. So thank you for that. And I also, I want you to share your final thoughts before I bring up my producer, if you would, please.
Sure. And thanks again for allowing me to be a part of your show. And may God continue to bless you in your everyday endeavors. You are truly a blessing. Also, before I forget, all of the books that I've mentioned, they're all on Amazon for purchase, and a couple of the books is also on Kindle, but I'd just like to leave you all with this thought on tonight. Life happens to us all, and as long as we have life in our bodies, it will continue to happen. But with the grace of the Almighty God, we can manage the stress in our lives. We can manage how we handle the challenging situation in our lives, and we do not have to allow it to dictate the course of our lives, to subdue us to the point to where we are stagnated in pursuing our God-given purpose, because we all were created here for a reason, and it's just a matter of tapping into it.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. Thank you.
Thank
you
so much.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted on Robbie to listen to WBNN tonight, and I'm really proud of, you know, Tracy and Sandra tonight, you know, being strong black women coming on here. And what Angela Thomas Smith is trying to get across is unity and honor and spirit and love. Congratulations on her outstanding 34th all-time connection record. Fourth consecutive right here at WBNN. I'm so proud of all the things that are accomplished here on this outstanding network. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And also at Facebook at Oladele Malay, we're Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Producing and Disc Jockey Enshrinee Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, when he goes to say goodnight and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, join us and in for tomorrow's programming. From, of course, another Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2022, the outstanding Huni Bakatu. Also, he is the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Enshrinee. And the name of the show is We Will Wear You at WBNN 930 Eastern Standard Time. Also at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end the program tonight for the next 2 minutes and 17 minutes. Oh, excuse me, 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Let's go to the program. I'm so excited. Congratulations also to our wonderful Angela Thomas Smith. You know, and what more can we say about her? She always brings forth honor and selectivity when it comes down to who she brings on as a guest on a wonderful show, Walking in Purpose. Angela Thomas Smith, again, let me get this right? 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to get in the program tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Brother O. I want to thank everyone that tuned in tonight. I want to thank my special guests that stopped by tonight to share their journeys, because it's not always easy to share. I want you guys to know that you have purpose. You didn't get dropped out of the sky. There's something that you're supposed to be doing in this world to impact this world. Go out and do that. Walk in purpose on purpose. I love you guys. I'll see you in 4 weeks.
Make sure you stop by and celebrate my birthday if you're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. April the 2nd, we'll be at the Landmark Resort. I love you. Be blessed.